After yesterday's record-breaking rise in stock prices, investors may be tempted to wonder whether the worst is over. After suffering its worst week ever, the Dow gained almost 1,000 points. To figure out what's going on, we're joined by Wall Street Journal economics editor David Wessel. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So I've just said it that maybe the worst is over. Is it, in fact, the worst over for the stock market?
Oh, gosh, I don't think we know yet. It was certainly heartening, though, to see that after the panic of last week that was matched by a little bit of welcome euphoria. It's important to remember, though, that despite the rally yesterday, the stock market closed 13% below where it was at the beginning of October. And yesterday was a little bit of a strange day. It was a holiday in the U.S. The stock market was open, but the credit markets were closed. And the credit markets where people borrow money and lend money have been a particular problem. So it'll be really interesting to see today whether that changes the picture.
Well, the question, of course, is, has the administration found the silver bullet with this government plan, which now includes taking stakes in banks?
We may look back and see that this was a turning point. I think what's important here is two things. One is, after a couple of weeks of great disarray among governments, both inside the U.S. government and among the European governments, who had this really embarrassing summit a week ago where they couldn't agree on anything, the decline in the markets and the sense of urgency finally got the leaders of the Europe and the U.S. to agree on something, and they've agreed on this plan. So the first thing is they've agreed to do something, and they seem very forceful in their action, and that's very reassuring. The second is the substance seems to be closer to the cure for the disease than some of the earlier things. Putting capital in the banks allows them to keep lending. We danced around that for a while, but now that's what we're going to do.
And David, what does this plan mean for the broader economy?
Well, if it works, it should make the recession, which is inevitable, I fear, shorter and shallower. But I think it's a mistake to think that this means that everything is wonderful for a while. At best, this will prevent things from getting worse. We still have a lot of bad loans on the books of the banks to work through. We still have a lot of discomfort with the loans that were made. It seems inevitable. You can see it happening in sales at places like Walmart and Penny's and in the auto companies, that we're going to go through a very rough period. So I think it's a mistake to think, oh, now everything's wonderful again. What this may do is reassure people that it's not going to be another Great Depression, and maybe things will start to be a little better rather than getting worse every day.
And, you know, I think a question a lot of people have is whether, as this rescue plan moves forward, what will happen when there's a new administration, whatever that administration will be? Will it be disrupted?
Well, that's a really good question. Decisions are being made right now by the Bush administration to be implemented by the next president, whether it's Senator Obama or Senator McCain. And we know during the Depression, one of the problems was there was a huge gap between the election of Roosevelt in November and Inauguration Day, which was then in March. But I think this time all sides are aware of that risk. So President Bush has signed an executive order to make the transition work more smoothly. And particularly with his lead in the polls, you see Senator Obama working with the leaders of Congress to come up with what amounts to his economic rescue plan, parts of which might even be adopted by Congress after the election, but before the inauguration.
David Wessel, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is economics editor for The Wall Street Journal.